Hello, beautifuls. Good morning. Coffee with Lily. So I'm spilling all the secrets right now today. Hey, Josh. Spilling the secrets. One of my favorite boundary tactics. Tactics can be a little bit of a harsh word, but one of the my favorite things that I can do to establish boundaries when I need space. So going through a little bit of a time right now with someone close to me, and I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed. And in the past, the old Lily would have responded by drifting farther away. By, you know, if you're familiar with attachment styles, I would have been the avoidant of of that attachment spectrum. I would have distanced myself, but it would feel very unhealthy. But the new Lily that you see feels strong within herself, feels very aligned with her life and her boundaries, her values, and her morals. So, not to say, and I think healing is this like continuum that I feel like I will always be on. And the closest people to me tend to get the most, or tend to trigger me the most, tend to get the most activation and reaction. And the first thing that, if you are in, it could be family, it could be, you know, friendships, it could be your partner, your significant other, if you're noticing yourself getting activated, really that's the first step in figuring out how to present yourself in a way that is aligned with you. Because a lot of times if we are reactive, if we're quick to anger, if we're quick to shut down, then really that's kind of an unhealthy manifestation of our past wounds. But if you are at the point where you're noticing the pattern of being activated, excuse me one second. If you're noticing the pattern of being really activated, wanting to either run away or you know, you get angry, or you get your maybe you feel anxiety in your chest, taking a moment just to notice where you are is a really great first step. Then I think it's okay, and it's super kind to yourself if you don't know what your response should be. So let me just like let that sit for a minute. If you are highly activated, likely you will need some time to self-regulate anyways, or co-regulate with support, like I do with my clients, or therapy, or you know, whatever support system that you're in. And if you're not, I would recommend that. But one of the like most beautiful things about that awareness is recognizing that maybe, hey, I'm activated right now. Like I'm feeling really angry about this right now, and I really don't know how to respond. And the thing that I've learned most about boundaries is it's kind of a skill. Like it's a skill that I never learned when I was younger because my household was very chaotic. There were no boundaries. It was like very stark differences between boundaries. There are either really no boundaries about anything, and there was a lot of like punishment and you know, covert abuse, covert trauma happening. But then there was also this like very strict boundaries, like physical boundaries, like secretive life and locked doors and everything. But what I realized is I really didn't learn the skill to say, hey, this is okay for me, and hey, this is not. And this is a skill that I've learned through healing and through my own personal development. But a boundary game changer that I have been using recently, especially when it comes to these people that really, really activate something like high activation for me, like high anger, high anxiety response is just being like, I don't really know what I need to say right now, but I need a little bit of space. And so I really think that is probably one of the kindest and most loving and self-compassionate and accepted things that I can do for myself, is just giving myself the voice of, especially to other people, just the voice of, hey, I want you to know that I'm here, but I just need a little space to think about this right now. And I use this literally almost every week. And it could be with anything. It could be like with work, for example. Maybe you're at work and they're asking you to do an extra project, and you've always been that person that has done the extra projects. And maybe you're tired of it and you are stressed out and you actually want to have a balance in life, right? It is perfectly okay to say, you know, I'm not really sure. I just need a little bit of time to think about that right now, right? And it's such a great skill to learn. And I had this happen to me here recently where I really just needed to say, hey, I need a little bit of space. And if that other party is really not someone that is going to honor that, then really maybe a good time to reevaluate that relationship, for example, especially if it happens again and again and again. So I hope that helps today. Bye.